This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For those who've been participating in dry January, today is it. You made it a full month without a tipple. Over in the UK, whence the idea of starting the New Year dry started, more than 4 million people went without this year. That's up 33% from a year ago. Seems avoiding booze is becoming more popular there, and not just in January either. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London, that is creating some business opportunities.
The name of this alcohol-free restaurant bar might suggest a rather straight-laced attitude to booze. It's called Redemption, but co-owner Catherine Solway, herself a pastor's daughter, insists that she and her business partner, Andrea, are not holier than thou.
We are not clean, living, perfect ladies. It's been our redemption. So it's about giving people a chance to cleanse, but nobody's perfect. In fact, in order to be redeemed, you have to have sinned, right?
The two women now have three flourishing restaurant bars that avoid what they call toxins and temptations. No meat, no dairy, no chemical additives, no sugar, and most controversially by far, no booze.
When we first started 5 years ago, everybody said, an alcohol-free bar restaurant, are you guys literally mad? Why would I want to go there?
Britain is still a hard-drinking country. Many Brits drink to get drunk, but as elsewhere in the West, alcohol consumption is declining. 20% of 16 to 24-year-old Brits are teetotal. And here's another company that's profiting from that trend. The Nirvana Microbrewery in East London, the UK's first alcohol-free craft beer producer. The inspiration for starting the business 3 years ago, says owner Becky Keane, was her own father.
He's a recovered alcoholic who has now used alcohol-free beer as a way of helping him in his recovery.
But he complained the only alcohol-free beers on sale at the time were pretty awful.
So we went out looking to make something better.
Is he your official taster?
Yes. Back? Yeah, he's our number one customer. Yeah, no, he always taste tests all of our beers.
8 years ago, there were only two or three alcohol-free beers on sale in Britain. Now there are hundreds of them, widely available online, in supermarkets and in bars.
Can I order an alcohol-free St. Peter's without and a Big Drop Pale Ale?
And some of those beers are very good indeed.
And then it's got a very malty taste, this one, and a slight sweetness on the finish. It's a really beautiful beer.
That's Laura Willoughby, who runs Club Soda, a group that advises people on moderate or mindful drinking and tries to persuade the drinks industry to cater for alcohol-avoiding customers. The message is definitely getting across.
I mean, this January, you couldn't pass a bus stop without there being an advert for one or another alcohol-free beer. The market's adapting, the big boys are getting in there, and they're beginning to bring new brands to market very quickly. And so we're now seeing this rise of an alcohol-free drink sector.
It's still only 10% of the whole drinks market, but it's the fastest growing segment and includes alcohol-free spirits and wine as well. Richard Piper of Alcohol Change, which combats the harm caused by booze, warmly applauds this development.
We are very excited about this growth in the low alcohol, no alcohol market because we see it as a really important element in attracting people to healthier alternatives.
Economically healthier too, he says, quite apart from the human and social damage caused by alcohol abuse, the financial cost in Britain's state-funded healthcare, policing and other public services runs to a staggering $13 billion a year. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.